Hey guys, welcome back to 5NothingHundredNothing.com. I am Fugit. It stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. Today, guys, I want to talk to you about Christmas with a minimalist. Okay, now, whatever you believe about Christianity or the birth of Jesus or presents or anything, right? Christmas. Let's just look at it from a secular perspective. And a lot of times we give a lot of gifts, right? We give and we receive. Give and we receive. Yeah, it was almost a tongue twister. But I want to talk to you about Christmas with a minimalist. Now, I am, or at least for the last 6 months or so, become quite the minimalist, okay? I've sold a lot of things that I've owned for years, whether it be collectibles, other stuff, just a ton of stuff, okay? And what's interesting is that with doing that, I have found myself feeling more and more free. And the thing is that it's not that I try to impose that type of way on anybody. It just is working for me. I mean, it's probably not going to be forever where I'm like traveling light, so to speak. But there's a lot of things around me that I just did not need, nor was I even using. So the purge continues. I continue to give more and more away and sell more and more. And I haven't missed anything that I've sold or given away. So I don't know where that train stops, but it's interesting because my girlfriend a couple months ago maybe was like, what do I get the minimalist? What do I get the guy for Christmas that wants to sell everything he has? And the thing is, I'll be giving a lot of Christmas presents. I love to give. I love to watch people smile, get what they wanted, what they need, whatever. But for the minimalist in your life, just basically listen to the little things, right? They'll drop little hints, whether they realize it or not, intentional or unintentional, and will basically give you all of the information you need if you're around them in close proximity and can figure out the things that, you know, they want or they need, probably more what they need because their wants are very few or becoming fewer. So what are their hobbies? Do they have that one thing they still hold on to? Like for me, I was thinking as an example, doing so much selling on marketplace apps, I use a lot of packing materials, the packing tape, printer ink, et cetera, just a lot of stuff like that. And there's basic needs that everybody has. Like, so if they're on Amazon, an Amazon gift card, or, you know, cash is always king. There's a lot of different things you can do. But I think at the end of the day, don't be tripped up with buying for your minimalist, maybe food, if maybe a good bottle of wine or something, who knows? But, you know, just pay attention to that person. And if all else fails, ask them or ask somebody in their close circle. If you're not one of the closest ones, ask somebody who's closer and go from there. But there's something very liberating and a load lightening feeling of having more minimalist tendencies. I'll just put it that way. It's more minimalist tendencies. I still have stuff, but I've gotten rid of probably, realistically, a little less than half of my total belongings. And haven't missed anything. Haven't missed anything. So it's all good. Give it a shot, guys. If you look around, listen to Gary Vaynerchuk. He'll talk about if you don't have money to start a business or you don't have money to invest. If you just look around your house, you probably have $5,000 worth of stuff that you're not using that has value to others, and you could sell that way. So it's pretty interesting. And if you don't have any money, then you go on Craigslist and round up all the free stuff people are just giving away. They just want you to come pick it up, flip it, sell it. Now you have a little money, and it's really interestingly that easy. but you actually got to do the work. So shout out to Gary V and his Gary V Challenge. We're making it happen. Guys, like, share, subscribe. Think about your minimalist. The gift that keeps on giving is giving it away. Take care.